teranga marie orangi nui e tui honei o papa tuanuku e takatonei o te taiao e afinei ia tātou tihei mauri ora. This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
It is indeed. You're tuned into 95 BFM, listening to The Wire today, brought to you by Oscar and Lisa and an array of other people. So today at the Green Desk, Mitch has a new piece for us, as per usual. Skeptical that declaring a climate emergency has become a fashionable publicity stunt for councils, Mitch decided to talk to Auckland Council Environment Committee Chair Penny Hulse following the recent decision to join the bandwagon. So far, 623 jurisdictions and local governments around the world have declared a climate emergency, and Mitch is interested to see what this will mean for Auckland's future. He began by asking Penny what a climate emergency declaration actually entails.
In its simplest terms, it's saying, look, for people of my generation, we've been talking about this for 30 years. We are now in a climate change emergency. There's no doubt, you know, the science says absolutely categorically, you know, we are heading for catastrophic global warming unless we do something about it. And to be absolutely blunt, we're already feeling the impact. So this is also about dealing with what's happening right now. So, you know, in its own way, it certainly is an emergency.
So how will announcing an emergency in terms of Auckland ensure that change?
You know, interestingly, there was and is, you know, quite a bit of eye rolling, you know, lots of, oh, it's just virtue signalling and, you know, what are they doing now kind of thing. But it is already making an impact. So we're looking at the way that we structure our council reports and how we, every single report that goes to council will need to include a serious policy comment on what will this do with climate change. And it gives councillors the ability to say, well, you know, if this isn't good for climate change, then we're not going to make that decision. And that's a, you know, it doesn't sound much in real people's world, but, you know, in council world, that makes a big difference. And it also puts it firmly front of mind for our partners, our planning transport partners, our, you know, our government and community partners. We're saying we're taking this pretty seriously and we want you to as well.
But there's nothing actually... Like, someone can say, hey, it's not good enough, but there's no rule or can stop it going through, is there?
So that's the interesting thing. I was down in Wellington with the, you know, talking to government ministers about this and other issues. So it's the bit that feels really positive to me is that local government is now joining up with central government to say, central government, we need you to back some of this up with some legislation and some requirements to do the right thing to stop the climate crisis getting worse. Local government has the ability through the various rules, regulations and planning that we're responsible for stopping, you know, bad planning that doesn't take into consideration climate change. We can, you know, we can halt the worst of the impacts now. But it also means that with a very clear plan of how we're going to reduce our carbon emissions and decarbonise Auckland, we can work with businesses in the community on what that looks like. But, you know, we have to start with council getting its own house in order first. So we've also got our own plans that we've been working on for some time on how we decarbonise our own business.
So in terms of the climate emergency, is the main focus here on carbon emissions?
It has to be. You know, that is the number one issue.
Yep.
And, you know, before this, before we were emitting as much carbon, our Earth was managing, you know, itself pretty well. So it is all about carbon. But the other side of the ledger is how are we dealing with the impacts that are happening right now? So, you know, whether it's looking at, from a New Zealand perspective, how are we dealing with climate change refugees? You know, we've got islands in the Pacific who are already dealing with that right now.
Yep.
Through to, do we retreat from some of our coastal areas? How do we plan for coastal surges? Do we, you know, move some of our coastal infrastructure? Are our pipes big enough? Do we, you know, take all of our stormwater out of pipes? We've got some really big decisions to make.
Right. So, and I just want to go back to something you said earlier about the bad planning and regulations and things like that. I mean, every project, every plan gets assessed against the unitary plan objectives and policies and part two of the RMA and things like that, and that's all focused on sustainable management. I mean, that's been around for years. That's been like that's been around since the 90s. That hasn't stopped anything. You know, just announcing an emergency, how it doesn't stop you from continuing business as usual because those aren't changing. So is that like sort of moral aspect of declaring a climate emergency enough? Like I know in Auckland, for example, you guys released a report. I think it's like $7 or $8 billion worth of infrastructure damage for 1.5 meters of sea level rise. Is that enough just to leave to moral authority?
No, and I think that's such a good point. You know, the declaring the emergency is the sort of outward-facing bit of it. We need to back it up with the backroom work, and that backroom work is some challenging stuff. You know, do we downzone some of the areas that, you know, in the unitary plan may not have taken enough cognizance of flooding? Do we, you know, change and go to the government to change some of the Building Act to make sure that, you know, we're able to control the habitable floor area? And by that I mean, you know, at the moment, the Building Act and the RMA restrict what we can require people to do, so people can still build houses that would flood and there's not a damn thing we can do about them. So, you know, we're saying let's get the behind-the-scenes work, let's fix up some of the legislation, let's fix up the Building Act, let's re-look at some of our planning, council planning documents through a climate change lens, and let's be really honest with Aucklanders about what those challenges are.
So how are you planning on engaging with Aucklanders to change their behaviour to achieve what you guys are prescribing in these plans?
The big challenge is, you know, in the first instance, getting Aucklanders to understand what climate change is really about and what it means and what it will mean for all Aucklanders. Secondly, people need to understand, you know, in their everyday lives, what change can they make and will it make any difference? And my answer is, of course it does. Every small action makes a difference. But then from council's perspective, we need to make it easier to do the right thing. In other words, you know, more buses, better public transport, more opportunities to cycle, you know, easier to make it easier for people to get out of their cars. But the really big challenge we've got is to have the discussion with Aucklanders along the lines of, to do some of this, whether it's government or council, we need to put some serious money into doing this to deal with the problems we've got now, because we cannot leave it to the next generation to do. You know, we've already done that and we just can't keep doing that. So we will need to invest in different infrastructure. You know, we will need to invest in some climate change resilient work, and we need to start doing that now.
So is this all in the works at the moment? Is this what's happening?
It is. So, you know, the big picture for me around declaring a climate change emergency is, number one, let's get people sitting up and taking notice. Number two, let's make this a real call to action for council, so that we line up everything we're doing and making sure we don't do anything to make it worse. And thirdly, next year we start our big 10-year budget process, and my intention is that that budget will be a fundamentally different budget from the one that it would have been before we declared the climate change emergency. In other words, that budget needs to line up to be absolutely a budget that makes our communities more resilient and, you know, makes Auckland a city that takes climate change into consideration every step of the way.
Yeah, maybe not immediately, but like we've been given 12 years by the IPCC report. Are you guys going to set targets that you can be held accountable for?
We have to. Otherwise, to be honest, it's just a bunch of political rhetoric that, you know, does achieve bugger all. So we're going to put our framework out there to talk to Aucklanders about, you know, a whole bunch of ways that we can intervene and, you know, make a different future for Auckland around climate change. Part of that challenge to Aucklanders is saying, what do you think your part of this is? What are you prepared to pay for? You know, how do you want to engage in this? But we also have to have, over the next few years, a really well-costed business plans for what we're going to do differently. And we're going to have to go out to Aucklanders and say, you know, for instance, we're going to, if we want to electrify our bus fleet sooner, you know, that's $120 million. If we're going to move some big pieces of kit around, you know, away from the coast, that's the money that we need to put into the budget. And if we are going to get really serious about, you know, making our communities resilient, it's a fundamental change to the way that we manage our stormwater. And, you know, again, that's a big discussion with people.
Well, I'm glad to hear that these are being discussed and you are looking at plans to really take out action. Because, I mean, we've got so many reports, so many plans, and really there is no point in making more.
I couldn't agree more. And I've been around this a long time and I've watched a lot of plans be prepared and a lot of plans sit on shelves. The good part is, and I guess, you know, people need hope in this, and that we've got our wonderful, our city engineer, who's an awesome woman. You know, she's leading a lot of the work on our emergency management plans that are being done community by community, measuring risk and looking at what we need to do at a really practical level. You know, our Healthy Waters team are working on our stormwater and doing stormwater differently. So there is, you know, there's all those practical backroom things that are happening right now, but the big picture is, what does a different Auckland look like? And, you know, that's the big discussion with our community.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Penny. Do you want to add anything else?
No, except to say, you know, watch out for our consultation coming to you soon. It will be online. It will be digital. I'd love to talk to you when we finally get it together. I'm really keen that we have big, challenging and tough conversations out there.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Moriora.